Comet, let's try it one more time. Roll over. Okay. Boys, show him how it's done. See how easy it is? Now, you guys get a cookie.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Okay, now you get a cookie. I'm gonna need some more cookies.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
I'm just gonna cool it off for you. Here you go.
Thanks. Dad?
Steph, why aren't you ready for school?
Dad, I have a serious problem. Do I go post-preppy chic or neo-retro grunge?
Oh, man, when I was starting junior high, it was my brother's shirts and my father's pants. You know, it may be time to give them back. Steph, you have nothing to worry about. You'll look cool no matter what you wear.
I don't feel cool. It's been 2 weeks, and I don't know anyone, and nobody knows me. My homeroom teacher still calls me girl in the back who grinds her teeth.
Honey, it's just gonna take a little time. You'll make new friends.
I hate redistricting. Why'd I get stuck at DiMaggio? Jennifer B went to Van Atta, Jennifer C went to Marshall, and Jennifer S went to Central.
Maybe you'll meet a new Jennifer.
You guys don't get it. Junior high is all cliques. The brains hang out with the brains, the jocks with the jocks, and that leaves two hall monitors and Lester Herbeck, a six-year-old genius who plays the harp.
Stephanie, you are a great kid. You gotta try and relax a little. Don't push so hard. Right, Jess?
Yeah, just be cool. And most importantly, don't let them smell your fear.
Yeah, wear a lot of perfume.
Right.
Thanks. Great advice. I'll send you a postcard from Dorkville.
Should really come with instructions.
Yeah, it is pretty complicated.
Pretty complicated. Good one. Well, bye.
You're in sixth grade, right?
Yeah, but tipped you off. Can you smell my fear?
No, your books are covered.
You're in seventh grade, right?
Yeah, my name is Mickey.
I'm Stephanie.
Thanks.
Oh, I tried. It's broken.
And the Rush Hour Renegades will be right back with a new segment where kids call in and tell us about their problems.
Right after this message from Zits No More My Teenie. Oh, kids are here.
Hey, come on in, you guys.
Hi.
Hey guys,
thanks for helping us out with this new Teen Talk segment.
Joseph, buddy, pal, I thought we agreed that the name was going to be Yakking with Youth. I mean, a youth calls up, we yak with them, hence the name, Yakking with Youth.
Jess, that's not fair. You get to name everything. Our old ad agency, our radio show, Nikki and Alex.
I'm the father.
I could have been consulted.
You know, I can't believe I'm gonna finally be on the radio. Is my voice too high? Because I can do like a Darth Vader thing. Ready? Luke, I am your father.
Steve, I think your regular voice is much sexier.
Really? really?
All right, guys, we're on in three. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on, Jeff!
And we are back with DJ Kimmy and Steve, three living, breathing teenagers here to help us help you solve your problems on a new segment called Teen Talk.
He likes to call it Teen Talk, but the actual name of the show is Yakking with Youth.
Well, then how do you explain a theme song that goes, Teen Talk, talking with teens, teen, teen
talk. On a show called Yakking with Youth, Yakking with Youth. All right, let's take our next call here. It's from Randy. Randy is 14 and has a problem with homework. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I've been paying a buddy of mine to do my homework since first grade, and now he's moving away. What should I do?
Well, Randy, that's just the type of problem we're here to solve on Teen Talk. Teen Talk.
All right, DJ, why don't you handle Randy's little problem while I step outside and have a little chat with my partner. Partner?
Teen Talk. Yakking with Youth is the dumbest title I've ever heard of. Teen Talk. Teen Talk is much better than Teen Talk.
Randy, are you still there?
Yeah.
Well, I think your best bet is to try and do your own homework. I let this friend of mine copy my homework for years, and she became intellectually deficient. What does that mean?
I'm gonna call Howard Stern and see what he says.
Hey, this is the radio. Shouldn't we say something?
Luke, I am your father.
I'm hungry. I hope you have something better than that healthy junk you had yesterday.
Hey, Michelle. How's it going with Aaron?
How do I look like it's going?
Honey, it won't be much longer. I promised his mom I'd help her out until his regular babysitter stops twitching.
This fridge is a joke. No ding-dongs, no ho-hos, no nutty buddies. It's bone dry.
I have raisins.
I'm allergic to raisins. My lips blow up and I can't talk my raisins.
Raisins it is, then.
He's so cute. And his locker's right next to mine. I can smell his gym socks.
Hey.
Hey, Dad. This is a friend of mine, Mickey from school.
A new friend. Well, what did I tell you? It's nice to meet you. This is a great occasion. I just want you to know any friend of Stephanie's is a friend of mine and the whole
okay,
family.
Okay, Dad.
Well, I see my time is up. Mickey, can I get you anything?
How about a note to get me out of gym tomorrow? I'm kidding. I write my own notes.
Really?
It's that. Mickey's in seventh grade. She showed me how to get free donuts from the teacher's lounge.
Really?
You guys want to play a game with us upstairs?
Michelle, we're in junior high. Give me a break.
Yesterday, nobody would even talk to her.
So, Dad, can Mickey stay for dinner?
Well, sure.
Oh, thanks, but it's my turn to make dinner for me and Janet.
Your sister?
My mother.
See ya. Bye, Mickey.
Bye-bye. So, she calls her mother Janet?
Yeah, isn't she cool, Danny?
Dad?
I don't know. It seems to me that Mickey has a little bit of an edge, you know?
An edge? Dad, you make her sound like she's a criminal.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
But that's what you're thinking, aren't you? Great, I finally find a friend and you hate her.
I don't hate her.
Well, you don't like her.
I don't even know her.
But you think you do, and you're wrong. Whatever you think about her, you're wrong.
Do you like this shade?
Sure, I use it all the time.
It's for your lips.
Oh, I know, I was just seeing if it was sharp.
So I said, that is the worst fake ID I ever saw.
I better get going.
Oh, hang out. Hey guys, this is Stephanie. This is Kelly, Gia, and Lisa, the guys.
That's funny. You don't look like guys to me.
Guys, check out the bod on that new math teacher, Mr. Lucas. What a babe.
It was the first time I've ever stayed awake in algebra.
I better not.
How come?
I'm trying to quit. You should have seen my last chest x-ray.
Sixth graders are terminally pathetic.
Uh-oh, there's the bell. We better get going.
Uh-oh.
The bell.
Uh-oh. Hey, give her a break. She's a good kid.
Oh, yeah? Then why don't you go be a good kid with her?
Give me a light.
Where'd you find that dweeb?
Hi, Steph. You want to play cards?
My life has come down to this.
Where's your new friend?
I don't know, Michelle.
I know all my friends are. Denise is at home. Derek's at dance class. Russell's at Hebrew school.
Okay, Michelle. Just deal.
Okay. Hold your breath and pick three cards.
What?
You breathed. Now you have to sing happy birthday to the king.
Michelle, what are you talking about? This isn't even a real card game. You're making it up as you go along.
So what? That's how we play.
Fine. I capture your queen.
Hey, you can't do that. That's cheating.
How could I cheat? There are no rules.
Cheater, cheater, cheater.
This game is stupid, stupid,
cheater,
stupid.
Hey,
guys, the airport just called and complained about the noise.
Dad, Michelle and Van is stupid game with no rules.
Well, honey, if it's a stupid game, then why are you playing it? And where's your new friend?
I don't know. Why does everyone have to pry into my personal life?
Hey, I'm a dad. Prying is part of my job description.
Forget it. I'm through playing with six-year-olds. Hey, Nikki, you done with the blue?
Well, stay inside the lines.
Well, you stayed inside the page. Hey, guys. What do you think? Pretty cool, huh?
Bye, Steffi. It's yucky.
Preschoolers are terminally pathetic.
Hi. Steph, thanks for watching the boys. It's so much easier going down the cookie aisle without four extra arms shooting out of the cart.
Sure, I could watch them every day.
Well, wouldn't you rather be with your new friend from school?
Please, I'm picky. Could you just not talk about friends or school?
Oh, Steph, I remember junior high. It can be pretty tough.
It was tough for you, too?
Oh, sure. I remember coming home crying when I came in second for Winter Princess.
You actually cried over that?
Well, yeah. Had a ride on the little float,
with only one snowflake attendant. Not a great example. But if there's something you want to talk about, maybe I can help.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, if you ever do think so, I'm here for you.
Thanks, Aunt Becky.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome, too. You little cookie monsters. What did you do?
What's that?
Thank you so much for the cookies.
All right, we'll be right back with Yakin' With Youth.
Team talk.
Ah, beat you, we're off the air.
You guys are acting like a couple of babies.
You know what, DJ's right. Does it really matter what we call the show?
Of course not.
Good, then Yakin' With Youth it is.
Team talk.
Yak.
Talk.
Yak.
Talk.
Yak.
Talk.
Yak. Talk. Yak. Guys, cut it out. There's a very simple way to settle this.
Yeah, do what we do at the Gibbler House. Let's see, we'll need some masks, tights, and a steel death cage.
Interesting plan, Kimmy, but I was thinking of an even simpler solution. We're all part of the show, so why don't we just take a vote on it?
Good idea. Very good, Steve. And nice hair, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor of Yakin' With Youth? Raise your hand. Thank you, Kimberly. I've always liked you since day one.
Okay. All in favor of the subtle yet witty teen talk? Put them up. Thank you, Steven.
So it's 2-2. Makes it a tie. It's up to you, DJ.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think both titles are kind of lame.
Lame?
Even mine?
Bert, Ernie, your switchboard is lighting up.
Oh, all right, all right. Hey, we're back. I guess you already knew that. Our next caller is a girl named Olga. She's a junior high school student. Olga, go ahead.
I am junior high student new to America. My problem is a group of new friends wants for me to smoke what you call cigarettes.
Well, Olga, did you do it?
Almost, but no.
Well, Olga, in our country, almost but no is thumbs up ski.
Thumbs up ski for you, maybe, Mr. Radio Man. But I want for this girl to like me.
Well, I think that if you have to smoke in order to be your friend, she's not a real friend.
That's right. A true friend likes you for who you are and how much money you have.
You know, from a guy's point of view, Olga, kissing a girl who smokes is like kissing an ashtray.
What ashtray have you been kissing lately?
Well, actually, my Aunt Ethel. You know, I love her and all, but she smokes so much, her Dalmatian's all black.
You know, Olga, you sound like you have a really nice voice. You don't want to smoke. You'll sound like Yosemite Sam with a cactus caught in your throat.
Ooh, I hate that.
Olga, what Cartoon Breath is trying to say over here is that smoking is not cool, and that's that, you know? So, listen, stick to your guns, and most importantly, enjoy our country. Next up, the Beach Boys.
See, guys? Now, does it really matter what you call the show? The important thing is that we help someone out today.
Yeah, you know, DJ's right. It was stupid getting into this whole competitive thing.
Ah, it was just a thing we did. Sorry, pal. Sorry to you guys. You had to put up with a lot. You know what? After the show, I'm going to buy you guys a pizza.
You know what? After pizza, I'm going to take you all bowling.
Well, after bowling, then ice cream's on me. Ice cream, everyone. All the toppings you want.
Well, then after that, we're going shopping. Who needs socks?
Socks? I don't need socks. I got money. I got cash.
I got Kruger Ranch.
I got credit. Hey, Steph. How's it going?
It's good. I mean, fine.
Olga. So it was you under the idea, huh?
You heard me?
Yeah. Steph, I'm glad I did. I knew something was bugging you, but I didn't know what it was.
Dad, I didn't want to tell you about this whole cigarette thing because I was afraid you'd be mad at me.
Mad at you? Steph, I am proud of you. I know how hard it is to go against the crowd.
Dad? Did kids ever try to get you to smoke?
Well, yeah. But actually, you know, it never appealed to me. I always figured if I wanted to fill my lungs with smoke, I'd just stick my head in a barbecue pit, you know?
But what am I going to do
about Mickey? I think I still want to be your friend.
Well, you know, you got to trust your instincts, honey. If you like Mickey and you think she's a good person, then you should be your friend. But if you don't want to be your friend, that's okay too, you know?
But why does she have to smoke?
Well, you know, it's possible she's feeling the same pressure that you are. She's just not strong enough to stand up to it.
Maybe. But what do I do if I see her tomorrow? Do I tell her how I feel? Should I wait for her to talk to me? Maybe I'll just stay home and finish junior high by mail.
You know what? You just hang in there. Because believe it or not, it gets easier.
Letting you go to the bathroom all by yourself now?
Yeah. When are you gonna start?
Ooh! A little Miss Big Mouth got me good. You wanna smoke? Oh, that's right. You quit.
Yeah, I guess I'm just a big fan of breathing.
What are you laughing at?
That was funny. If something is funny, I laugh.
Yeah, if something's funny, she laughs. Shut up!
Sixth graders are a waste of skin.
You should know you were there for 3 years.
It was two. So, huh? Come on, Mickey. Walk me to detention.
Mickey, are you coming or what?
No, you guys go. I'm gonna hang out here.
With this scrub?
If she wants to hang out with a scrub, she can. Not that there is one in here, but if there were...
They got the point.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Well, guess I better go.
Yeah, okay. See ya.
See ya.
Wait, Steph? You want to do something after school?
Well, I do, but my lungs don't.
Oh, the smokes. I've been thinking of cutting down.
Great.
Did you see what Mr. Lucas was wearing today?
Brand new Dockers. So cute.